Like, we have a new game called Xantar. Xantar is a gelatinous cube that eats warriors in a medieval village. And every time it eats a chieftain, you ascend to a higher level. The beauty part is you can't get to the next level, so the kids keep coughing up quarters.
Joe Radio!
Joe Radio.
Gelatinous cube. From Wayne's World. Xantar. Is that the name of the game?
Like, we have a new game called Xantar.
Yeah, Xantar. 5 years. 5 years in Iraq this week. And it's like a new game called Xantar. You can't get to the next level. So we just keep bumping the quarters in. The American public. Killing our economy. Anyway, welcome back, Joe Radio. I'm your host, legendary Joe Ardinger, with ya. And 800-636-1067. You know, I haven't gotten to this Elliot Spitzer thing either. But let's I'll try to, I promise. And I also want to tell you why Barack Obama will not be the Democratic nominee. But that could actually keep, because we'll wait until it happens. So I'll give you my ideas on that. Three men arrested for discharging a destructive device, which is a felony, after they detonated a partial stick of dynamite around 2:30 in the morning early Friday, yesterday. The blast shattered the windows of two rooms and destroyed a light pole. Now, I ask you, is this an act of terrorism? 800-636-1067. Sort of. It's definitely an act of stupidity. I mean, really, what are you thinking? I wonder if there's no real intent of subverting the government, does that negate the fact that someone has violated the Patriot Act or any of these new laws that have been enacted? Either way, when these kids, I say kids, liberally, are convicted of their felonies, they'll no longer be able to vote or own a gun. Unless, of course, they get those rights restored. Well, a lot of other things. For a while, I don't think as a felon you could serve in the Army, but I think they've eased the restrictions on that one. But until the rights are restored by the governor of Florida, they won't be able to own a gun or vote. Some states vary. I know the Commonwealth of Virginia is very strict on it. And once you're a felon, you're a felon. Theoretically, I'm under the impression that these three could be hauled off to Gitmo for an interrogation. Why not? We've been led to believe by some in this country that this Patriot Act is so overwhelming that our rights are in such jeopardy because of it that this is a very real scenario. I don't know for sure. You know, give me a call, 800-636-1067, if you know a little more about it than I, because that's what we're here for. But I do propose this. I have no information of the religion of these guys, but I can't help but wonder what the situation would be if they were Muslims. What if Muslims had gotten drunk? Not supposed to, according to their religion, but, you know, a sinner is a sinner. And what if they were Muslim, though? Would they immediately be taken to Gitmo and interrogated for an act of terrorism? Does it matter? It goes without saying that they're in deep. The guests of the two rooms were jolted awake by the blast and resultant window shattering. One guest described not knowing if some maniac was outside the room with a shotgun, a very real fear indeed. You're talking about an act of terror. I looked it up on a dictionary online, a definition of terrorism, use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. The state of fear and submission produced by terrorism or terrorization, a terroristic method of governing or of resisting a government. Now, one in three don't really apply, but the state of fear and submission produced by terrorism or terrorization, i.e. setting off a half a stick of dynamite outside your hotel door on the beach, that could be construed in a very literal terms as an act of terrorism. Now, that's where perhaps the local courts will be able to say, well, obviously these were three drunk guys lighting off firework, had no intention of causing this much damage. But when you have to be a little more careful these days, don't you? Because you don't know what cards the government is holding for you. Ah, here we go. We got some calls. I want to talk to Justin. Justin. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Justin.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't have you potted up. Now I do. What constitutes terrorism?
Well, I would go with what the explanations you gave earlier. The thing is, though, is unfortunate that they might get popped up on this law. That's just, that's what happens. I mean, this law, the laws are made to actually catch, what everyone judgmentally counts as terrorism. But what they did happens to constitute what the law sees as terrorism locally. Just like I mentioned when I first called, I can't remember the particulars you might have. Earlier, or a couple years back, in this area, a lady took her McDonald's cup, threw it out the window at another car.
I remember that.
And it constituted being a missile. Now, everyone knows she didn't throw a missile at a car.
No.
As harmless as being a McDonald's cup, but the letter of the law, by covering it, if something was actually thrown that could have been more, hey, let's say they threw the M80 out the window. It could have blown the car up.
Sure.
So, I mean, like you said, these guys are... They're going to be messed up.
They're in a heap. And you know what? You get exactly what I'm going for. I'm glad you called. You get exactly what I'm going for here is that, listen, you can't be lighting off bombs outside of hotels in anywhere, much less a tourist destination. Like I said, if these guys were Muslims, they'd be gone.
Oh, definitely. And the big thing is judgment. They might be able to get past a jury because they're not, but definitely, I mean, if they were Muslim, they wouldn't even need a jury. The news would be all over it. CNN would be covering it.
Oh yeah, it'd be 24/7. The morning shows would be down there. They'd have the police tape. They'd be doing the report from the damaged hotel rooms.
Oh, they'd have footage of people coming out of the hotel at night, and it'd be a big, big, big thing.
And here's the thing. Now that we have these more strict laws, you realize, I have a feeling that you do realize what I realize, is that once the laws are written, they have to be enforced.
Right.
Now, there may not be an option in this case to plead guilty to a lesser charge because of the fact that that an explosive was placed in a public place. But like I say, this is just a definition from the internet, dictionary.
Right.
But they did produce a state of fear and submission produced by a terrorist act by terrorization.
Well, I mean, again, my own personal belief, because I actually took a college class on terrorism. And terrorism really, I mean, even from the guys that are teaching, called the professors, I don't think anyone's actually, though it is in the dictionary, no one can really agree on what terrorism is. I mean, it's such a fluid thing. But going back, I mean, these laws are in place for when this stuff does happen.
Yeah.
So what they did is probably going to constitute that. And what's a genius? I mean, let's get some kegs and put it into a hotel room, not M80s. I mean, when you light stuff on fire in a house, it's going to cause some damage, and you probably should have thought of that before you did it, and I'm sure your parents are going to be very happy that they're getting all their money back, because they're not going to have to pay for your college, because you'll be in prison.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're in deep, but I appreciate your call, because you are definitely tracking the same direction I am, so thanks for the call.
Yeah, have a good one.
Good night.
All right, bye.
So, yeah, Justin gets it. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, but so let's just for the sake of argument say it was a simple prank. Just a simple prank. Drunk, out of your minds, 21 years old. Obviously old enough to drink, not old enough to handle it. Hey man, let's stick this firecracker thing in this light pole under this deck. There was some sort of beach decking out there, like a sun deck, and it really tore it up. Next thing you know, you're in jail, and you're thinking, wow, that was stupid. And, you're sobering up, and you come clean, You know, you're willing to say, you know what, I certainly did do it. But then they not only charge you with, you know, oh, there's a litany of things, disorderly conduct, if they can prove it, drunk in public, breaking all sorts of ordinances against lighting fireworks in public space. But then you realize that you're hit from something from the Patriot Act. And you're looking at like 20 years with no parole. Now, I don't know. You see, maybe if you're a lawyer, and I'm in Washington, so I know you're out there, you can call in with, is there any sort of blanket minimum sentencing that comes with violating an ordinance or the entire thing, the entire Patriot Act? Because I tell you what, these kids are in deep for something, you know, they probably didn't expect. And I'm not talking about blowing out two windows in a hotel. I don't think they're expecting what they're going to get courtesy of Uncle Sam. And do I think they should be hauled off to Gitmo? Not really. You know, I don't lust after the idea of really teaching these young kids a lesson. They're not kids, by the way. They're 21-year-old men. But so that, you know, and Justin gets what I'm saying. Does an apparent lack of a theological motive excuse you from the same charges that you would get or be handed if you'd committed the same act in the name of Allah or abortion, you know, like Eric Rudolph, who detonated the Atlanta Olympics bomb, you know. You know, or in tonight's case, what if it was the Easter Bunny in the name of the Easter Bunny? In other words, what constitutes a terrorist act resulting in, fortunately, no loss of human life, but this is $2,000 in damage and scaring the bejesus out of the citizenry, because I guarantee you not just the people that were in those rooms were scared, but there's probably people scared up and down that boardwalk or that stretch of beach. Because when those things blow, they are not quiet. I know what an ash can is. I know what these type of fireworks are. I have witnessed them, and when they go, you feel the shockwave blow your hair back. So, you know, we're not talking about a firecracker. BJ.
Yeah, what's going on, buddy?
What's up?
Not much, man. I'm just chiming in about the kids and the M-80s and the explosions and things of that nature.
All right, what's your take on it?
I was just thinking about it. One thing that kind of struck a chord with me was, now, I'm American, I'm not Muslim.
Sure.
But I did notice, if they were Muslims that did that, they would have been stamped on the forehead with the terrorist stamp. I mean,
they'd be in Gitmo. They would not be heard of. And once you're in Gitmo, you got no lawyer. They don't even acknowledge you're there.
Exactly. I mean, they're the face of the planet. And I mean, it was just like, I mean, it just kind of stuck a chord with me. Because I was thinking, now, if I was Muslim, I was just a knucklehead teenager, which is what I just think these guys are. They're not terrorists. But I just, you know, it kind of hurts to these kids. That if they were Muslim kids, their lives would be over because of the acts of one group, one subculture of their nationality. You know, it's just kind of
you are the kind of caller that I was. You and Justin, who I talked earlier, you get exactly what I'm saying. These kids are obviously not terrorists, but due to these blanket laws that we put into place, what could happen to them could be the same as if they were Muslim kids.
Exactly.
And I don't know as a society if we're ready for that kind of thing. And I'll be following this case as well as I can to see where it goes from here. Because I have a feeling this isn't the end of it. I have a feeling that I'm not the only person bringing this up.
Right. No, I mean, it's definitely gonna resonate for a while.
All right. Well, thanks for your call, man. I really appreciate it.
My call, man. I appreciate it, man.
See ya.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
All right, so, okay, that's great, man. You guys are awesome. I knew people were thinking like me. I'm not crazy. So, yeah, I'm glad I brought that story in, and I'm definitely going to follow it up. I invite you to, too, because we will we'll comment on this in the future. This is an interesting case because this is pretty serious. You know, I don't have any I don't have anything against fireworks and stuff, but boy, oh, boy, could these kids be in for it. So there you go. Hey, you know, BJ called in, and I had a feeling that he was an African-American. Now, I may be setting myself up as a bigot, but he sounded like a black guy. I hope I'm not offending anybody by that. But makes me want to bring up something quickly we can comment on, 800-636-1067. You see the fight that Hillary Clinton is putting up against Barack Obama, and you're starting to see the press fall in line. What I'm talking about is this Reverend Wright, this reverend in his church, has said some controversial things about America. Last time I checked, we still had freedom of speech. Let me get a sip of water here. And I've certainly been in places where I've heard people say things I don't particularly agree with. But does that make me guilty of what they're saying? Does that make me an adherent to what they're saying? Obama's minister has said some, you know, derogatory things about America. He has every right to. I don't have to listen to it. So Obama, Barack Obama, was put on the hot seat this week. Pretty much made a really good speech about this issue, taking it head on. I think his advisors served him well in that case. Taking the issue head on and saying, listen, you know, this guy said these things, but I don't believe in that. And a lot of people, here's where the distraction comes in. A lot of people are saying, well, how could you have been going to that church for, I think it's, if not 12, like 20 years? And why would you keep going after this guy said these inflammatory things? And his response is essentially, this is where I grew up. These are, you know, this is my community. And I guess white America just can't stand the fact that there are African Americans out there, blacks out there, that are still a little bitter about white America. Do I, as an American, understand it? Not so much. I was born in 64, and the civil rights movement was in full throttle. And those were different times. You know, what's more important are these are different times. So as sure as that minister in his church are saying these anti-American things or ranting about white America or whatever he's doing, I don't know. I wasn't there. I have to take it from the news, you know, myself. Would be like if I witnessed somebody from the KKK saying bad derogatory things about blacks that are obviously not true. Obviously, I've been born and raised to, you know, disavow, you know. So Obama's point really was we got to come together as Americans. Now, I read articles by Pat Buchanan saying, no, what Obama's point was that white America still owes black America something. And I think he really missed the point of the speech. But that's okay. Pat's an old white guy. What are you going to do? He's not quite as progressive as the rest of us. Well, my point is that it's not going to happen. The powers that be are definitely, they are hell-bent on getting Clinton in there. But this isn't a bad thing. I'll tell you why, my fellow Joe Americans. It allows the rest of us to vote for McCain. I read today, 1 in 5 Democrats of either Obama, 1 in 5 voters, supporters of either, or voters leaning towards either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. If their candidate doesn't get the nomination, i.e., let's say Barack Obama does not get the nomination, and I predict he won't. You can hold me to it. If I'm wrong, I'll certainly admit it, but I see it coming. If that's the case, 1 in 5 voters will switch over and vote for McCain. And in the Barack Obama column, that's a lot. That's enough to swing it towards McCain. So that's what I'm telling you. Now, I'll tell you why I want to vote for McCain. I would like to vote for Obama, but I don't see it happening. So it is what it is. All right. But the reason I'll vote for McCain is because, well, the Republicans got us into this mess, and I want them to get us out of it. I want to sit back and enjoy it. Besides, I can't see myself going, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton. We got to stop the madness. We've got to stop the madness. Right? Let's try to get one call in here. Greg and Sterling.
Hey, Joe.
What's up?
Hey, man. I just kind of wanted to comment on the Barack Obama thing with the pastor.
Yeah, quickly, because we're definitely running out of time, but go ahead. Yeah.
I think towards the equality end of it, you have to, if a white candidate had, as Reverend had said those things, they would be treated a lot differently. I don't see why he should be treated any different. He should have to answer for that. At least answer to that question and to the questions that are going to be raised.
Sure.
I mean, that's all. That's all I had to say.
All right. Thanks for your call. And that's a great point. And he has not quite answered. I don't think the speech was so much of an answer. I'll give you that. I think it was a way of confronting. He'll certainly have to answer for it, and I'm sure he'll get his chance. And I hope he looks forward to it, because I think Barack Obama is a competent, qualified individual to be president of the United States. I'd be so excited in my lifetime to be able to vote for him. And not just because he'd be the first black president, but because this is a guy who is trying to do something different, and he might light a spark under the rest of our representatives 20 miles down the road, and I mean that. But mark my words, I don't see it happening. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. You know, and you're more than welcome. We're about out of time, but you're more than welcome to take me up on this next week. This is another issue that I'll be following. I'm not going to let this one go away. And doggone it. Whoops, I'm dropping CDs. I have this nervous thing I do. I play with CDs while I'm talking to you. Anyway, the Elliot Spitzer thing, never got into that. That has to do with the Patriot Act, too. But we're out of time for this episode of Joe Radio, my fellow Joe Americans. Joe Radio, 9 to 11 Saturday nights, WJFK 106.7 FM.
Joe Radio!
Sports Junkies in the morning, Big O and Dukes middays, Don and Mike in the afternoons, and nighttimes with Jim Rome. Remember, everybody, keep looking for the pony, and I'll see you next week. Joe, Joe, Radio Joe.